And we're going to roll right into our politics segment here on the 21st Show. And let me just remind listeners, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're in the midst of our Friday Reporter Roundtable, and we are being joined now by Linda Kenyon, who covers Washington politics in our home state congressional delegation for Illinois Public Media. She's joining us live this week to talk through what's been happening in our nation's capital. Linda, always good to talk with you. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Brian. Glad to be back.
As ever, 800-222-9455 is the number to join our conversation. If you want to get in the next 7 minutes, we're going to be talking with Linda here. So negotiations are continuing over funding the federal government. The House has been back in session this week, just a couple of weeks left to go until a possible shutdown of the federal government. And now, instead of that, we're talking also about an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden in the House of Representatives. Linda, what evidence do the Republicans have that make them think that President Biden might have committed high crimes and misdemeanors?
Well, they don't, but they want to find it. And so House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made the announcement that an official impeachment inquiry would begin in order to allow the House Republicans to find what they are looking for, maybe in terms of bank statements, for example. So far, they have not found any line that they can draw, no straight line between Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden, and the president or his family, that they benefited in any way from business dealings, questionable business dealings, I will add, from Hunter Biden, and whether Hunter Biden was perhaps directly or indirectly kind of selling influence, selling connection to his father when his father was vice president of the United States. For the most part, this case involves the time before President Biden was even president. However, if there is any sign of corruption, if Hunter Biden's business problems, he's already been charged with failure to pay taxes, which he did pay back, including fees and penalties. But if there is any connection between Hunter Biden and his father, that's what the House Republicans would like to find out. And by their own admission so far, they have not found that. However, they would like to look. And while they do have the power to look in the investigations that were already going on in House Judiciary and House Oversight Committees, now they will have even more power to do so.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things that if you're not following Republicans in the U.S. House and conservative media, this might seem like it's kind of coming out of left field, or I guess right field is what we should say here. You know, but people use the phrase, like Mike Bost, one of the Illinois members of Congress in the House, had a news release this week that uses that phrase, Biden crime family. For people who are not steeped in this stuff, what exactly? So you mentioned this is during the vice presidency. Obviously, Hunter has had a lot of problems. There's these gun charges this week, other criminal charges he's already been facing. He has talked about substance use disorders that he's experienced in the past. But what exactly is the heart of all this?
Well, it is a political year. It is a political season. Of course, every day in Washington is election day. And there are a lot of conservative Republicans who are very angry over the indictments of former President Trump. Democrats have accused the Republicans of saying that this is just a revenge effort on the part of the former president, that he's actually the one pulling the strings, and that you can draw a direct line between the former president of the United States and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who, by extension, they say, is doing the bidding of the president and the House Freedom Caucus, which are the members who are the most conservative, right-wing members of the House Republican Caucus. So, yeah, there's a lot of politics going on here. The Republicans are saying where there's smoke, there's fire. The Democrats are saying there isn't even smoke. And why are you wasting all this time when there's only, and catch this very carefully, eight legislative days left in the September calendar to pass all 12 annual appropriations bills, or there will be a government shutdown at the end of the month. And that will not save anybody any money. In fact, it could cost the American taxpayer billions and billions.
Yeah, impeachment and shutdown. It's hard to see how we're not heading for both of those things in the weeks ahead. In the time we have remaining, I do want to turn to a different topic, though, because last week we spent some time talking about Senator, I'm going to say this right, Tommy Tuberville, I think, who's been holding up Defense Department nominations or promotions, I should say. And now we've seen that J.D. Vance, one of Ohio's senators, is threatening to block Department of Justice nominees now over, what he says is the prosecutions of former President Trump. And that has ramifications for the next potential U.S. attorney in Chicago, who'd be the first woman to hold that position. Can you just talk briefly about what's been going on there?
Yeah, Senator J.D. Vance is very upset that the Department of Justice is running several different court cases involving former President Trump. In particular, he's very upset about the indictments of the former president regarding the classified documents situation at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. And that case is moving along apace. However, J.D. Vance says that this is just an effort on the part of the Democrats and Joe Biden to harass the former president. And I'll give you a quote. He says, if Merrick Garland wants to use these officials to harass Joe Biden's political opponents, we will grind his department to a halt. Now, one offshoot of this statement, by the way, he refers to it as Joe Biden's Justice Department. It is not Joe Biden's Justice Department. He has made it very clear that the Department of Justice is separate from the White House. He has been very careful not to get involved in that and to draw a very clear picture of how the Justice Department serving under the Biden administration is not the Justice Department serving under the Trump administration, in that they are an independent agency, whereas Trump was accused many times of trying to use the Justice Department in his White House reign as an effort to do his own bidding, according to what Democrats have been saying.
Wow. Well, Linda Kenyon, you always help us get a very clear picture of what's happening in Washington. So thank you so much for being with us again today on the 21st Show.
You are welcome.
Linda Kenyon covers Washington politics and the Illinois congressional delegation for our home station, Illinois Public Media. More to come here on the 21st Show after a short break. Stay with us.